You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Out there. Yeah, you've been caught.
And welcome to another episode of I Hate Dating, where we take the world of dating and try to make it suck just a little bit less. Today's episode is brought to you by Stacey. Who we have today?
Cara, the esthetician. So Cara is an esthetician. She's in Bloomfield Hills.
Excellent.
At Quinlan Salon and Spa. So ladies and some gentlemen, you know, it's the wintertime. It's so important to take care of your skin. So I highly recommend Cara because she's great at all of your skincare needs. And right now she's doing a special promotion until the end of the month.
Really?
Yes, for all of our I Hate Dating listeners.
Oh, okay.
So you can get 3 facials for $175. And
wait, what?
Yes. And usually facials are like $75
a piece. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So it's a really great deal. And also, if you mention that you heard the podcast and, you know, you mentioned my name, Stacey, you know, because I'm popular like that.
Oh, popping these streets.
You can get a free eyebrow wax as well, lady. So take advantage because she's great at eyebrows.
So if you just have random eczema patches.
Yes.
She's hooking that up. She buffing those out too.
She can hook you up. So
love it.
All right. Give her a call. 248-642-2666. Again, that's at Quinlan Salon and Spa. And it's Cara, the esthetician. She's in Bloomfield Hills. So give her a call. Again, 248-642-2666.
That is awesome. All right, great, guys. How you guys doing? I was missing last week, but I'm glad to be back this week. You guys did an awesome job. Wanted to say that.
Thanks.
Good. So let's jump into our first story. Oh, one other person. We have another esteemed guest with us. We have Roland Folks here, just kind of sitting in, want to see how the sausage gets made and probably comment or so. How you doing today, Roland? You all right?
I'm feeling kind of spicy.
Oh, you're going to fit right in. All right, so let's get started. The first one is, my girlfriend's sister sent me nudes. The title says it all. I, a 24 male, have been with my girlfriend, who's a 23-year-old female, for 3 years, and her sister, who's 19, and we've always been super close. The last few times I've been around her sister, she seemed flirty and a little handsy, although I was very unresponsive and kind of pushed her away. She's young and then just broke up with her boyfriend, so I kind of wrote it off and gave her a pass on it this time. Anyway, this morning, she texts me a bunch saying that I'm hot, or she was asking for blowjob tips. Now, I keep trying to defuse the situation through text, saying it's probably inappropriate for her to ask and she should stop. I'm not attracted to this girl and definitely don't want to have sex with her and really don't want to mess up what I have with my sister. Now, then about an hour goes by and I get the nudes, 3 pictures of her completely naked. Boom. I'll spell you the details, though I'll give her some credit. The girl's kind of creative. I text back saying she shouldn't have sent those. She begs me not to tell her sister. I don't know what to do. Should I tell my girlfriend about this and pretty much ruin the relationship she has with her sister? Or do I keep it to myself as long as she doesn't text anything else? I think this girl has self-destructive tendencies and I don't want to have to be the messenger. What should I do? Stacey, let's start with you on this one.
Ooh, this is a deep one.
Coming in hot.
Yeah, definitely. You definitely should tell your girlfriend. If you don't tell your girlfriend, it's going to make you look like, you know, something could be potentially going on. So it's going to hurt her, obviously, but I think you should tell her what's going on. Now, in terms of showing her the content, I'm going to let that be something that is up to you based on how the conversation goes. I would have the conversation first, telling her that your sister has been doing some inappropriate things. Mm-hmm. And if she asks for specific examples, you can tell her. And if she asks to see, you know, photos or proof, go ahead and show it to her.
Okay.
But I do think it's important to let her know. I know it's important that you try to keep their relationship on, you know, good terms because they're sisters. This is family. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, this is not appropriate at all. And if you feel like this is someone that you really want to have a future with, you have to let her know.
Excellent. Okay, Paul, over to you. What do you think?
As usual, I have questions. So what is the relationship between these two sisters? Because this is not normal sister behavior to show the angles.
The angles.
He said she's creative, so she knows where she doesn't look so bad at. And she's working on angles. It's not normal behavior to do these things with your sister's man. So I don't think that he has a whole lot to worry about saying something to his girlfriend about this. As a matter of fact, I would even venture as far to say is this shit that might have happened before. This might be some typical behavior because I really don't see somebody coming out the box like this on their sister's man. I mean, that just normally doesn't happen. So one part where I disagree with you just a little bit there, Stacey, is that I would absolutely show the evidence on this one. I would be like, babe, check this out.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
This is pillow talk in the Marston household. Like, babe.
look what she did. Right, like, look how I've been violated today. And of all people.
But I would just suggest, you know, letting her know first there is some inappropriate behavior.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, preamble it, of course. Yeah. I'm not just going to just send it to her without any type of warning. But no, we're going to be caked up on the couch.
Okay.
And I'm going to like, look. Your sister been out of control right now. Okay. Let me show you how.
All right, so both of you are starting with the idea of talk to your girlfriend first.
Absolutely.
Rylan, you look like you're boiling over here. What are your thoughts?
I'm hard left on this one. I think you're more than just wrong. Like, okay, what if she was in a drunken stupor or she was not coherent in some kind of thing, and then you're going to go and you're going to put her on blast in front of her sister like that. Like,
now, that would make sense. However, you missed the text, though.
Even that's not the case. But it's just a
the text says that she's been flirting.
She's
habitual line crosser.
That's fine. But we're talking about family, and I don't want to overshadow anything like that. I would just tell her, me personally, that it's not appropriate, this is not cool, and I'm not going to tell your sister because I want your relationship to stay calm and cool, so knock it off. And then if she doesn't knock it off, then go to that next level. And then she sent you nudes and everything, say, don't send me these, knock it off. You always got to give her the preamble warning, like, knock it off. Right. Or next ones I will do.
But he did say that, though.
Yeah,
he's already done that. When she sent some inappropriate text messages first,
your relationship with your sister is not my responsibility.
But remember, though,
responsibility. If this is a relationship that I care about, I need to be the one that says this.
Absolutely.
Because the sister is going to be the one to spin this around. Like, no, he's been cool with this. We've had this, that, and the third. And then I come up later, like, no, but look what she did. I need to be the one that breaks the ice on this.
Exactly. And that's why I said it's important for him to have that conversation first. Because if he holds this information, it could go bad.
Yeah, real bad. Because it looks like you've got something to hide at that point.
I'm kind of torn on this one because I'm kind of going wrong on this one. I feel like I would approach the girl first, like, listen, you really need to not do stuff like this. Like, I don't know what I gave you made you think that this was okay, but it's really, really, really not. In no uncertain terms, draw that line that we can't do that. Cause I feel like if going to my girlfriend and saying that is like such a nuclear bomb. And if it goes left, they're sisters. They'll work it out.
They'll be together forever. You're the one that's going to look like the bad one.
But again, we don't know how long they've been dating. Okay. So if this has been a brief relationship and it bombs, sisters hate each other. Oh, well, she should have been sending inappropriate pictures.
There you go.
Right.
Now, if they've been in a long term relationship.
Sure.
Like Paul said, I have some questions because it's like, has she done this before? Is this something that, she does when she's trying to, get in between, her sister and whoever she's dating? So I think it's very important that he tells her what's going on.
Okay.
Also, we're dealing with adults here. Why are you handling this grown ass woman like a child? I'm going to warn her.
She's 19.
She's grown. She can fight for this country. She can drink in Canada.
She can drink in Canada.
She's 19. No, she's 19. Rylan, like you were saying, it's family. And you're more concerned about keeping their relationship together, whereas their relationship should prevent this from even happening. So I'm not about to sit there and be like, no, you better not. You better not. No, I'm more concerned with my relationship with my woman. And my relationship with my woman is going to be tainted if I keep this from her. I'm not supposed to do that.
Your relationship, regardless, even if you were to bring it up in a situation to her, she's going to look at both of you strange regardless of how it goes. There's always going to be that suspicion in the back of her mind. Well, what's going on? That depends on how she finds out about it.
Even if you tell her directly,
I've been married. I am married. No matter how you
say, which one is it? You've been or you are?
He is happily married.
For the first and the second time.
He's happily married.
After this podcast, I made a divorce last time. I have been as a precursor for what may come after this, okay? Just to be told, the truth be told. I'm saying is because when you say these things, you are putting in jeopardy relationships. So even if you produce the matter to your significant other, in this case, his girlfriend, that your sister is doing this, that, and other, she's still going to know why is she doing that to you.
Right.
So it's just always going
to happen. What did you do to make this okay for her to send you?
That little egg of suspicion in your mind.
But if she's been doing this before, and we, which we don't know the full story.
Right. Okay.
You know, this may be just a behavior that she does for attention or anything. Like he said, he feels like she has some self-destructive behavior going on. The reality is, it's best for him to just be upfront, honest, and let her know, because this is a family issue, and they will work it out.
And that tends to always be the best policy.
He needs to not be involved in that. His responsibility is to just tell his woman what's going on.
Exactly.
And then back out. My hands are washed. I told you what she do. If you don't want to manage that relationship, then that's your business. If you want it to be okay for her to be sending me side angles, bent over, pee popping on a handstand, then that's your business. I told you.
I'm kind of curious. Nobody took the threesome route. Like no one saw a benefit, an option here to spin this into a three. Is that okay? Is that just my sick mind?
Yeah.
I think
you did a hard left.
But since you went there, the benefit of him being honest about this situation is that if his sister is okay with this, then there you go. That's an option.
Stacey keeps the strategy so tight.
It's very open. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Awesome. All right. So here we go. So final words. Stacey, what's your final word on this one?
Just tell her.
Just tell her.
Let her know what's going on.
Tell his girlfriend first.
Tell the girlfriend what's going on and let the girlfriend handle it with her sister.
Excellent. Okay. Paul, what do you have? What's my final word?
I agree. This is a family issue. So it is your job to speak on it. And it's not your job to worry about their relationship. They will handle that on their own.
All right. Roland, what's your side?
Snitches get stitches. We will not say anything. We will take this to the grave. Roll it out on that middle of the boat and drop it off and dump it and tell her to knock it off.
Awesome. I'm kind of torn on this one, so I'm going to go ahead and just say, look, you know, whichever one you do, you need to handle this with care, because you're dealing with a lot of emotions, and one of the parties in your little scenario here seems to be a little emotionally damaged. So you got to be careful about that, because that could go all kind of wrong on you. So yeah. But no, being open and honest is always the best policy. Good stuff. Thank you, guys. All right. So on to our next question. I met this guy on Plenty of Fish. Out of the thousands of creeps that messaged me daily, he stood out because he was a gentleman. We began texting back and forth on the app and eventually made a connection. Well, that was until I found out he had no other social media. No Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram. Just nothing but Plenty of Fish. This made me nervous because I use other modes of social media to validate the consistency of who a person says they are. There's just way too many catfish out there these days and too many creeps. I really enjoy this conversation, but should I take a risk of going any further? So, Paul, let's go over to you. Should you keep talking to a guy who has no social media accounts but his Plenty of Fish account?
Two words.
All right.
Video chat.
Fair enough.
This one is very easily solved. Everybody doesn't have multiple strains of social media. I was initially inclined to say it's an age thing, but it's really not. It's just what you believe. Do you believe on being out there like that across multiple platforms or not? This person obviously is only interested in meeting somebody to date. So they're not really interested in sharing a bunch of pictures and doing all that other stuff with Instagram and Facebook. They just want to meet somebody. So it doesn't necessarily make them a catfish. But if you're worried about that, there's plenty of video chat apps that you can download to have a face-to-face conversation before you invest too much time in that.
Okay, I want to come back to that because I have some follow-up questions that, but I'm curious what Stacey has to say on that first, though.
Well, as Paul mentioned, video chatting, that's the best solution for this. I know she said, you know, should I take this risk? There's risk in dating, period.
Okay. Absolutely.
You know, whether or not you found his social media, you know, accounts or not, you know, he may not be who he has represented himself to be. So just remember, you're taking a risk regardless, just being on the dating scene. Now, in terms of this specific situation, as Paul mentioned, it's probably a good idea to just go ahead and say, hey, you know, can we FaceTime? Can we Skype? Can we Marco Polo? I'm giving you a ton of different options here. Okay. So he can't say, I don't have an iPhone. Well, here's another solution. So that's probably the best way to do it. Now, if he's saying, oh, I don't have a connection, or I don't have this, or I don't have that.
And my phone doesn't have any memory.
Then, you know, there's probably something else.
I know
going
Obama
on
ain't in office, but he put up a whole bunch of phones you can get a hold of. Hell, even a track phone can take a picture or something like that. We need a picture with you holding today's newspaper.
Right, exactly. I mean, and if that's the case, ask him for more photos, whatever. But, you know, nowadays people can video chat.
So here's my thought on this one. Wait, Roland, you want to chime in on this one?
I agree with him totally. Okay. it's too much technology today to say that this one stream of social media is enough. But to me personally, you know, if that's what you're using as references of social media where everybody goes around and make fake images of themselves as a total, what is that saying about you and how you're actually doing your detective work? Maybe you may want to look a little deeper and maybe a little closer through references through friends. Mm. Because anybody can make up any kind of social media and say who they are, which they really are, and make multiple streams of it.
Yeah, very true. So, yeah. And that kind of gets back to the question I wanted to ask you guys.
What you got?
So if you're thinking that the best way for her to validate this person is through video chat, mm-hmm. that only validates one dimension of a person's being, their looks. Like, this person looks like that. Well, but if she's using social media to validate, like, you know what, there's other pictures of you and other people, you're not some guy in a creepy white panel van, you know, like there are other things about a person besides the way they look. How do you go about validating those things, and how would you kind of put together a profile when this person isn't on social media?
Well, I would argue that I think she's only trying to validate the fact that he is the person who's been presented on POF as far as from mm-hmm. a physical aspect. She's sure. worried about catfish.
Yeah.
And so she's just trying to find other platforms that have this person's picture, yeah. maybe other than the ones that are on POF. Sure. So that's really all she's trying to do. I get that if there was a Facebook there, she could see what they like and what the family looks like and all those other things.
But there's nothing stopping me from taking the same pictures I have on Plenty of Fish and just putting it to a Facebook account. Like, how do you
And that would be a problem. But that would be a problem. If she saw the exact same three pictures as your right. only three pictures on Facebook, then that's going to be it. She's looking for red flags.
But I can,
that's
I can, all that she's but really I can play looking this, for. I can play this out, though. I can steal a person's three pictures from a Plenty of Fish and then steal their second three pictures for their Facebook account. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you validate a person's is who they say they are? And I'm talking deeper than just the face matches the profile.
Right. And I don't think that there is a quick and easy answer for deep validation. And I okay. don't think that's even what she's looking for. She's right. just trying to get a quick way of seeing
and I'm going beyond
is this
her.
Person. And you're going, all right, so you want to take it away from yeah, the
so I'm
original
asking
text.
You. So for a person so out there dating, general, there you go.
Then we got to talk. I mean, okay. so all right. you do your video chat to validate the face, and yeah. you have a conversation to validate the rest. And that's about as much as you can do until you meet that person in person.
Okay. Okay. But Stacey,
unless you got something else, Stace.
I mean, as I previously stated, dating is a risk anyway. Okay. So you mm-hmm. can go on a person's Facebook profile, their LinkedIn, whatever, right. and you can see all this stuff there, but it doesn't say whether or not, you know, they've had a history of drug abuse, right. if they, you know, mm-hmm. have issues with domestic violence, whatever it is. Those aren't things that you may not find out until you pull up a police report, you run a background check. Right. Or, you know, there
now
may
we
be
see
Stacey's
Stacey's well, dating saying, procedure.
I'm just saying.
He cropped his wife out of that picture.
These are things that I've done for clients. Right. You know what I mean? I mean, okay. I'm in the professional matchmaking world. So these right. are things that I've done for clients. So you can go, you know, that deep. But even to that extent, mm-hmm. again, something like a drug problem may not be listed there.
Right.
You mm-hmm. know what I mean? So you really don't get to know a person until you actually date them person. And get right. to know the person.
There's no shortcuts so, around that.
Right. right.
So does that make
school method?
Yeah. So does right. it make sense then to like fast forward to the date as soon as possible?
Like, and I don't believe in waiting too long to date. Mm-hmm. I mean, right. to meet in to person. Meet yeah, I don't believe in that. No.
How long is too long?
Yeah.
Honestly, if we've been talking, we have some type of a consistency in talking. Mm-hmm. I really don't want to go past a week.
Right. Now, see, I want to hear this from the lady standpoint, right? Because I feel like from the guy standpoint, it's very easy for me to say like, yeah, we should meet tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because like, you know, I'm not worried about some guy trying to lure me into, you know, some creepy alley or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like I'm 6'2". You know, I'm the threat. But from a woman's standpoint, like, how much information or data does she need to collect to say, okay, I'm willing to pretty much make the ultimate leap of faith and meet this person in some place that you don't know?
Well, typically is, okay, for example, this yeah. person, she hasn't seen him at all, right?
right.
So with that being said, she needs to have a video chat first.
Okay.
She needs to verify who he is first, just to make sure that he's a real person and that he's not trying to catfish her.
Let's but typically, that background looking like.
I would mm. say that, you know, maybe no longer than, and this is even extensive, a month of, you know, talking via okay. text or on the phone. Because, you know, at that point, you will lose interest, I think, on both ends, you know,
true.
All of this
very true.
Talking and all this buildup. So if you guys are local, then you definitely should go and have, you know, a casual meeting of coffee or something like that, just so that you can meet this person, see if they have, you know, same likes, dislikes, you know, just to see if the chemistry is there.
Okay.
And if it isn't, then, you know, sayonara. Right.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Okay.
And you said a month, which I...
A month sounds...
That sounds...
I said that's extensive.
She said...
Yeah,
extensive.
That's extensive. Absolutely.
No longer than a month.
That's no longer than a month. That's morbid. That's yeah. like, it's like death.
A month. I don't even... I'm not even answering the phone. Like, hey, what are you doing? Nothing with you.
Wow.
been a month. Why are you still calling
me? Okay, so if I have to give a suggestion, I would say 2 weeks.
Okay, cool.
2 weeks. But all right.
4 weeks max. No okay. longer than that.
I don't know. If it's 4 weeks, hell, if it's 3 weeks, there better be some significant schedule hiccups that is preventing you. Because I'm starting to wonder. I'm starting to worry about the catfish at 3 weeks. Yeah. My damn self. Like, right. I said, what are you hiding? What's going on? Why can't we meet each other?
That's a great
what
point.
What are we waiting on?
So let's just be safe and say 2 weeks.
Okay, cool.
So 2 weeks.
I think the pumpkin, all right. the ball turns into the pumpkin after like 2 weeks.
I agree.
The spell is over. That dress is raggedy after 2 weeks. All what's right. going on? All Show right, me
so,
what's up.
So, all right. So, of course, you know, I'm always about the follow-up and the thoroughness, right? So 2 weeks goes by, 3 weeks goes by. You're feeling kind of, you're feeling safe enough. You're feeling secure enough. I'm like, all right, I'm going to take the risk. I'm going to go out. How do you set up the first date? I know we've talked about this before. I know we had the great caller come in, the great Facebook entry from Ray Sean, who asked about, you know, pricing and dating and how the first date should go. But all right, so if you're the woman, you're like, okay, I'm ready to, you know, ignite the first date. How should she proceed? Like,
well, usually the man takes that initiative. Right? However, if he doesn't, then she can suggest coffee, as I mentioned. You know, okay. coffee is an inexpensive date, so that if he doesn't pay,
yeah.
it won't cost you too much.
you ain't got me on these right. lobster tails?
And if he does pay and he's not interested, he's not going to feel like, oh, I, you know, spent all this money. So I think coffee is a great way.
Like, to I'm going to need you to cover the cost of that Earl Grey. That $250, that's you.
But yeah, I think coffee is a great way to meet someone and, you know, kind of, like I said, fill them out and see if there's chemistry there to see if there should be a follow-up date.
Right, public space. Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. Busy exactly. time. Absolutely. Excellent.
You all know right, they're charging like $1.25 every shot of espresso you're putting in there. How many you going to get? Like, you ain't taking no nap today? I mean, what's going on? You having trouble staying awake?
Wow. It was terrible. All right. So give me the final words. Should she or should she not take the risk? Paul, what do you think?
No, as Stacey's been saying, there's risk with everything. So, you know, do your due diligence as far as some type of a Facebook, I mean, some type of video chat, and get out there and see what it is. Don't waste a lot of time, because the one thing that you can't get back from this experience is your time. So don't waste a lot of time. Talk to them, video chat with them, meet them, see what's what. It Excellent. Doesn't necessarily mean that there's a problem just because they don't have a social media handle.
Awesome. Stacey, what's your final word on this one?
Yes, go ahead and suggest the video chat. If he is hesitant to do that, then you know that he's probably up to no good. Okay, so there's no reason nowadays for you not to be able to chat. There's too many different resources with technology. So if he has a bunch of excuses, then you more than likely have a catfish on your hands.
Awesome. And Roland, what do you have?
I'm always hard left, it seems. I just don't give people a chance. There's too many people out here that you can go on and move on to. If you have a bad feelings now, listen to your instinct. Keep it pushing.
Seriously, jump ship now.
Jump ship now. Why waste time? Why? It don't take all day to recognize sunshine.
But she ain't went outside yet.
Exactly. if she went to the blinds and she peeped, it's still dark. It's time to stay in the house. We're going to just go ahead and lock this door and keep it moving. That's how awesome. We're going to do this.
All right. So here we go. So third story. Is he a threat? The whole story is this. There's this guy that's been friends with my new girlfriend for a long time. They text each other and they chill, but the guy has always liked her. It makes me a bit uncomfortable. When people call him while they're together, he says, hey, what's up? Just hanging with this cutie. And he'll always tell her that he wants to find a down-to-earth girl like her. And when she's done with her current boyfriend, he'll be waiting and et cetera. My girlfriend claims that he's ugly and he has no chance. But am I crazy for feeling uncomfortable with this situation? He knows I exist and that I'm with her, but I feel disrespected when he says these things. I really don't want to be possessive. I have plenty of girls I could be hanging out with, but I end up, you know, not hanging out with them because I don't want my girlfriend to feel uncomfortable. So what should I do in this situation? Like, I know I'm being a little bit petty here, but I can't exactly tell myself how to feel about the situation. So should I say anything? And if I do, should I address him or her? Stacey, let's start with you on this one.
Okay. I do not feel that he should address the guy.
Really?
You should be having a conversation with your girlfriend. If you feel like this behavior is inappropriate, the things that he's saying, you need to have an open and honest conversation with her and say, hun, I'm not really comfortable with this guy saying these things. Mm. And she needs to address those things with the guy. Let him know, I have a boyfriend and what you're saying to me is not appropriate. He's not comfortable with these things. Now, I'm not saying to end that relationship with him.
Sure.
What I'm saying is you need to let him know in order for this friendship to continue, mm-hmm. you need to not say these types of things to me because it's not appropriate. And she doesn't even have to mention the fact, I'm thinking about this, that her boyfriend is uncomfortable. Just say, I'm uncomfortable with it. I have a man, and I don't think these things that you're saying to me is appropriate.
Should there be any energy into the situation that she doesn't feel uncomfortable now? Like, she's allowing this to happen. Mm-hmm.
She is allowing it. She's allowing it because she's not attracted to him, right?
Okay.
So she doesn't see it.
Right. Go ahead. No, Stacey.
This is what she's saying. She's saying she's not attracted to him. Mm-hmm. So that's why she's allowing this behavior. Let's keep this all the way 100. Women like attention.
Okay.
You know, so it feels good when a guy says certain things to us. Okay. Right. But at the same time, it's not appropriate, especially if your boyfriend is uncomfortable with it. And he shouldn't be saying things like, you know, basically I'm going to be on the sidelines waiting.
Yeah,
like he shouldn't be saying those types of things, because to me, you're letting me know right here, like as soon as he messes up, I'm going to be there to be like,
swoop in.
Go ahead, let him go. I'm here.
I call it the vulture position. I've played it many a time. But first, before Paul explodes, Paul, what's your take on this one?
Yeah, Stacey actually really touched on it. She made the statement that some women like attention. My friend, you are dealing with an attention whore. I said it.
I didn't say that.
No, you didn't say that. I said that. I put that spin on it.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you need any issues with the show.
Guys. Oh, hey, we got him.
We got one. Hello, caller. How are you doing? Welcome to I Hate Dating. Who am I speaking with?
Caller, are you there?
Oh, thought we had him. Looks like can bump up 7-8. There you go. I'm sorry, Carl, you still there? A little technical difficulty here, folks. Sorry about that.
Okay, caller, go ahead. We're going to try to find out what's going on. Give us a call back. But go ahead, Paul, give us your perspective.
Yeah. So, you've got an attention whore here that wants to make sure that even though she has no attraction for this guy, she claims he's ugly and all this other stuff. She has someone who is actively waiting in the wings, tells her that. Mm-hmm. And even though she's in a relationship, she still allows that to happen. So there's two things going on here. One, she likes that attention.
Right.
Two, she doesn't have the proper amount of respect for her current relationship.
I would imagine
that if you had some waiting in the wings chicks who said, all you got to do is let me know when she screw up and I'm right there, daddy. You going out and you Netflixing and chilling with them.
Oh, it's going to be a problem.
If she has no problem with that,
it's going to be a problem.
Your relationship is already sunk.
Absolutely.
That ship isn't even sailing anymore.
Oh, yeah. All right. So, Rylan, which take on this one?
There are so many wrongs in this situation. In the prior call we had, it was okay to tell the sister about the other sister's problem. In this one, she's stating that he shouldn't address the man. And I think that's kind of a double standard. What I do think is that you should address the man. That is your woman, and you do have to have respect for that. You also have to address your woman for allowing such behavior, because believe me, if the shoe was on the other foot and a girl was like, yes, I'm going to be here when you break up with your man, or if that ever happens, your eye candy, that's going to be a problem with you and your relationship. The second thing is the fact that he's saying that I'm here waiting and your girl is cool with that and you're in a relationship where it's supposed to be just you two is a big problem, a big warning flag to me being as a male size sitting, meaning that she's okay with somebody who has interest in her romantically, but claiming that they're friends. How do you have a friendship when somebody's interested in you romantically?
I don't agree with the not addressing the man. I mean, with the addressing of the man.
Wait, what?
I don't agree with that.
Let me jump in. All right, let me jump in. So my thing is this. Bruh, I'm going to keep a real 6 mile with you.
No, it's not.
You need to check homeboy right now. You need to go to – look, I understand. Everybody's going to say like the responsible, mature thing is one thing. But listen, you are a grown man. Mm-hmm. There's another man. There's a barbarian at the gate right now. You need to nip this in the bud. You need to let her know, like, listen, you are my girlfriend. We have made the decision that we're together, and the boundaries have been drawn. And how dare you think that it's okay for you to sit here and say these things to my girl? What you're saying is that you don't respect me as a man. You don't respect my relationship. And basically, in the minute something doesn't happen, you're just going to come in and destroy this. You have no respect for anything I've built with this woman. Are you out of your mind? Listen, you cannot sit on my couch and eat my food. Get out right now.
Okay, so what, you don't even know what you're fighting for. You are sitting here
fighting for my respect.
You're just fighting for your respect, but your relationship, you look stupid. If she's sitting there saying it's okay for him to do this, that, and the third, she don't respect your relationship. So why are you fighting on it?
Okay, let me say this.
Like, that makes no sense.
Okay, hold on. Let me say this. The woman has the floor.
Okay.
You know, I'm in a room full of fellas sometimes. They, right. You know, get a little crazy.
You're in the lion's den.
It is that woman's responsibility to check that man let him know that his behavior is inappropriate. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Agree.
Go ahead.
I have a question. Why is it in the previous call you said with the sister that you should tell the sister right away? Because they're related, so it's fair. But so since he knows this guy, he knows his woman, why can't he say anything to this guy? And he knows that they're in a relationship. What makes it different?
What makes it different is she's friends with this guy, okay? And she is allowing this behavior. That sister was unaware that this behavior is even going on. Mm-hmm. This woman is aware of this behavior.
Fair enough.
Needs to say directly to her friend, hey, you know, I know we're friends, but if this behavior continues where you're saying these inappropriate things to me while I'm in a relationship, and this is telling me basically you don't respect my relationship, we're going to have to end this friendship.
But see, didn't she have that opportunity to say that when they're sitting on the couch, somebody calls and says, I'm sitting here with this cutie? She had her chance.
I agree. And right. So then, why are you
why are you the one battling on it?
Oh, because at this point, the way I think, that's some good shit.
You know that, right?
Like I said, I'm gonna keep it real 6 miles.
Okay, you did say that. You know, you did say that.
Keep it real 6 miles, because I've seen people get shot for less, I'm talking about things I've seen in the movie.
But anyone who's not from Detroit, that's a street in Detroit.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. But you will not sit here and disrespect me in front of my woman like this. That is just not gonna happen. I just can't. And whether the relationship and her, I'm gonna deal with that separately. But this man right here needs to understand that I'm a man
first.
The whole principle is
separately. I didn't say order. I said separately. You can do either one, but this one's gonna get dealt with.
The
principle is this: she didn't have the gall and the initial to do it herself. So
apparently, she didn't want to.
Since she didn't want to, I'm gonna make it clear. And after this point, after I make it clear to the both of them, if it continues on. Because if she didn't want to initially, what makes you think that she's going to want to do it a second time? Because if she cares about the relationship, she would do it. She would take care of it. Okay. If that didn't go down, she liked it. So if she liked it, I'm going to put my foot down now and say, look, to you and you, both of you, knock it off. I'm going to do this. This is my relationship. If after this point they still don't get it, it's time for me to vamanos.
Okay,
because that way it's clear.
Amen. Okay.
It's clear. Everybody knows.
Let me say this. It is her responsibility as a woman, as I said, to go ahead and dead that.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. But she didn't.
Hold on. She didn't. So this is my point. If this man has a conversation with her and says, listen, honey, I'm not comfortable with this. You need to go ahead and let that dude know these conversations are not appropriate and he needs to stop. And if she has resistance, then you need to let her go.
But didn't Paul say these are adults, right?
Did you hear what I said?
I heard clearly what you said.
If she puts up resistance, then you need to let her go.
Amen.
I get it.
But to me, I still stand behind the idea that, like, all right, so look, I want to change the venue. So they're not just sitting on the couch. They're at a club. Mm-hmm. Some guy walks up, grabs on ass.
That's completely different.
No. Who do you address? Do you tell? Now she,
no,
no, no, no, let me finish. Can I finish?
Can I finish? Go ahead.
She does that, but she doesn't say anything. She just like, and she knows him. She's like, oh, that's just Tyrone. He just does that. Who do you address? You say, you just tell her? Or do you say, Tyrone, listen, this is your first time meeting both of them. Say, listen, Tyrone, I will slap the taste out your mouth if you ever disrespect my woman again. Believe that. Know that in your soul, Tyrone. I swear to God, I mean this.
All right.
I see value in that.
I do too. No, I'm with you on that scenario. I'm with you on that.
I don't see that
space between us on that.
Okay, so I see
the difference is she don't go to that club every week, and Tyrone grabs that ass every week, and she don't say shit about it. That's the difference. If she walked backwards into the club, so her ass comes in first, and Tyrone rubbing and grabbing and groping, and she got shit to say about that. And Tyrone grabbed her ass and told his homeboy, "I can't wait till the day come when I can get an ass like this." Then, if that's the case. No, I'm not about to talk to Tyrone because Tyrone's not the problem.
But I don't.
I'm looking at her like, what the fuck is your problem? Obviously, you don't want this. Am I correct? I'm correct, right? Yes, you're correct. All right, thanks. Bye. Like, what else is there to talk about? She has no respect for me or the relationship. Why would I sit there and go toe-to-toe with somebody else for someone who has no respect for me? What am I fighting for?
I understand what you're saying. I really do. Maybe it's because where I grew up.
There's a lot of pride in this room right now.
It's not pride. It has nothing to do with pride. It's about me being a man and me being a man. Like,
pride.
Pride, I call it manliness, whatever you
I call it testosterone. You know, whatever you want to call it.
I think that's the definition of pride.
I guess so. But if my whole principle is this, that
he's calling his pride.
Yeah.
Please leave your message. There's
a problem.
Sorry, got it fixed, and hopefully they'll call back. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem.
Apparently Skype had to have it do an update. And
got it.
It's okay. We're trying to call our caller back, guys.
We're about to wrap it up here in a second anyway
with Ron's definition of pride, but not pride. all right, so here, I'm going to jump to the
straight lion's pride.
So let's go to the final word on this one.
Is there lion's pride? Like, really? Like Detroit Lions?
Let's keep those gloves above the belt here. Let's keep those gloves above the belt. All right.
Hey, you asked me to come in here.
All right. That's Dave, our engineer. But here, final word. Stacey, should he address the young lady? Should he address the guy? Or should he just, you know, walk away and let it stand as it is?
He should address the young lady. And the young lady should address her friend and let him know that his behavior has been inappropriate. And as I mentioned before, if she shows any type of resistance and she doesn't want to have that conversation, then you need to go ahead and think about whether or not this is a relationship that you want to continue. Because to me, that tells me that she doesn't really respect your feelings in this situation. The reality is, if she really is unattracted to this guy, she wants nothing to do with this guy in any type of romantic manner, and she respects your relationship and she wants to be with you, this shouldn't be a difficult conversation for her to have.
Fair enough. Now, what if this has been
otherwise he's the in case of emergency break glass dick.
Wow. All right.
She may lose her back pocket guy.
Yeah, she might. Yeah, yeah.
No, I like my analogy better. Break glass.
Pull it out. All right. So Stacey, you said something earlier.
I'm trying to keep it classy, Dave.
Yeah, Stacey.
A lot of testosterone in the room right now.
This side of the studio keeps it classy.
It's all
this
my side fault. Over here. It's just all my fault.
Yeah. All right. So over to you, Paul. What's your final word on that? What should she do?
Dude, you're not her first choice. There's a lot that should be naturally going on that's not. She would naturally come away from this relationship that is not actually a friendship, because friendship is a mutual agreement between two people. You can't assign someone to be your friend. He has already made it clear he don't want to be a friend. He waiting on his chance to smash. So he's already said that, and she's allowing that stuff to happen. They hanging out Netflixing and chilling while she's supposedly in a relationship. Ooh. Like, come on now. What, you're not in a relationship.
Dude, I literally watched a guy, a female friend of mine that's married. Watched a guy walk up to her, put a quarter on her shoulder. We're like, what the hell are you doing? He's like, I got next.
Oh.
Wow.
Now,
Irvin, in that situation, Six Mile is appropriate. Six Mile is very appropriate.
Okay. Exactly. Here we go.
That quarter going to be up his ass.
Oh, there's your caller. Caller, you're back. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to I Hate Dating. Who am I speaking with?
Norman.
Hey, Norman. How are you, sir?
I'm terrific. How y'all doing?
Man, fantastic and improving. What can we do for you today?
Well, first and foremost, any man disrespect me, ain't got to be over a woman or anything. You disrespect me, I'm going to handle it.
Norman.
Right in there.
Norman, thank you. All right. What part of Detroit
right
are you from?
On the spot.
What part? There you go. On the spot.
If he's hearing that the man said this, or if he's hearing that the man said that, definitely talk to your woman first. Mm-hmm. But if that man's doing that right in front of you,
okay,
he already saying you a punk, you ain't nothing. I can say this to your woman, you ain't gonna do nothing.
Okay, Norman, let me address this.
You need to handle that.
Okay, Norman, let me address this. Now, he did say that these are things that he did not hear directly. Right. She told him that the guy is saying these things. So he didn't hear it directly.
Yeah, he said when they're together, he says things like,
yeah, but that's her telling him what happens.
Right.
We don't know.
I'm more inclined to agree with you. Yeah. But the text reads as though this is stuff that he knows happens between them. That's her relationship to handle.
Well, see,
he knows it happened between them, then he needs to address it with his woman.
Exactly.
But any man that disrespects you, you handle that.
Yeah.
Period. Right on the spot.
So you nip that in the bud, and we're changing the dynamic
at that point. So yes, and we've already established that when you said if you was at the club and dude grabbed on, like that's in your face, as Norman said. If it's in your face, then you do handle it. But we're talking about some stuff that he knows happens between her and her homeboy. I almost said homegirl.
Yeah.
So that's some stuff that he knows happens between them. Right. He's not about to sit there and make that ignorant ass phone call. Hello? I need you to stop talking to my girl like that. Like what? That's right. Stupid.
Who won't make that call?
That's kitty shit.
It wouldn't be a phone call. I'll just be y'all hanging out where today? It's not gonna be a phone call.
You about to be in the footies in the house coat?
Because if my woman tells me that her friend says some disrespectful stuff about he gonna do this, do that, I'm gonna ask her right there on the spot. So what you say?
Right.
Yeah.
How did you nip this in the butt? Why do he feel he can say this to you about me?
Right.
And she needs to have an answer. If she don't have an answer, if she told me she told him to stop and he didn't, then I'm gonna address it with him.
Exactly.
Right.
If she didn't tell him to stop, then I got a problem with her.
And I know I'm just saying, Roland, what you said a little bit earlier. The question that you had said in the previous question, why does he feel comfortable enough to say that to you?
Exactly.
That is a question that needs to be asked of your woman. You sitting there picking a fight with someone. Who cares what he thinks?
I didn't say pick a fight. I mean, addressing, dealing with whatever.
6 mile fight. Not last time I checked. So I don't understand why you're addressing it with him. This is her relationship that she's supposed to be handling.
Right. It's not
because your woman, when she's out, I'm sure is guys that's trying to talk to your woman. I'm sure you got a woman that looks good and guys want to try to talk to. They're going to come up to your woman. They're going to try to talk to her.
Right.
So you're not going to jump up in every cat's face because somebody's trying to talk to your woman. Now, if your woman come and tell you that her friend said this, then she should have addressed it right then.
Right.
Absolutely. All right. Norm, thank you so much for calling. We truly appreciate it, sir. Tune in 2 weeks. We'll be back with another episode of I Hate Dating, dude. Thank you so much. And thank you for representing the East Side of Detroit for us the way I knew you. We always do.
Love the East Side.
All right. I got to wrap this up. That has been another episode of I Hate Dating. Guys, thank you all so much for listening. And stay tuned. And also, don't forget, if you're looking for a facial, make sure you check out the
Cara the Esthetician at Quinlan Salon and Spa in Bloomfield Hills.
Awesome. And also check out our new website, ihatedatingshow.com. We can get in touch with us and send in your story. Talk to you soon. Thanks.